It's now 19 minutes before 6 o'clock, and you're listening to Shift on CBC Radio 1, 91.3 FM in St. John. Today on Made in New Brunswick, Janice McPherson introduces us to Clinic Server. This software company is based in St. John and has some pretty deep roots in a clinic setting. Janice McPherson joins me now to tell us all about it. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Okay, what are the roots of this company? Clinic Server.
Well, I guess the company is actually called Internet Business Logic, but Clinic Server is the product, and I think that'll grow into basically, it'll be known as Clinic Server, I think, down the road is what'll happen. But it does have some deep roots in a clinic setting. One of the founders, Paul Kasdan, began his career in the orthopedic industry as a podorthist, and then he was in St. John in 1986, and he co-founded a company called Therapid with a gentleman called Terry Trask.
Heard of that.
And they opened their first clinic here in St. John, and they grew to a multi-clinic type of a model, and Paul actually was their very first programmer, and so he filled several hats, of course, like most entrepreneurs do, and he was the main programmer developing software, a database basically for their clinics in order to be able to use off-site. So that's basically the beginnings of it. And back in, I think it was in 2005, he finally was able to kind of walk away from Therapy, and he wanted to focus solely on Internet Business Logic in this software solution that they had built for, mostly they're focusing on allied health clinics like physiotherapists, chiropractors, massage therapy clinics, that kind of thing.
My husband's a software developer, and often this whole realm of software development to me is like, what on earth is it? Like, what exactly does it do? So what kind of software does Clinic Server actually produce?
Well, I guess the basis of Clinic Server itself, it's a Java-based program, and Paul started that initiative with another Java guru, Tom McLean, who's still involved in the company as well. And in 2002, when they created this, it's called a software as a service, so it's an online application. Back in 2002, this is only 8 years ago, but most people really weren't, this is all when cloud computing came in, so, you know, things were being sent over the internet, and people weren't all that comfortable. They're used to, you know, paying huge licensing fees and having these software licenses installed on their computers and on their servers in offices. You have, you know, software technicians that come in and manage that software for you. You pay the fees for that. And then you have to do the upgrades and that kind of thing. Well, cloud computing, when it came into be, it kind of took away from all that, and it allowed a lot more simplicity on the customer side and convenience. Back in 2002, we weren't all that comfortable, but because of the convenience, the innovations in how we actually do business today and what is possible in these applications, that's where Clinic Server, you know, they've done it since 2002, but now they're finding their stride because all these clinics and businesses are looking more toward the software as a service model. Like, you'll think about maybe Salesforce.com was a really big, one of the first ones that really kind of went crazy. Even in my restaurant, we use an online scheduling program that is just wonderful because it takes care of any issues with regard to, you know, scheduling, communications with staff, that kind of thing. Where Clinic Server has taken that same model and they do it for health clinics. So you're able to work, you know, see the patient records, do the billing, refer clients to, you know, to different physicians. You can book rooms. You can book equipment for those rooms, for those patients. So there's a lot involved in that particular software.
So this was obviously made in New Brunswick.
This was made in New Brunswick.
Where's it being used?
It's being used a little in New Brunswick. They did a big focus in the last few years. They've done a lot in Alberta. In Canada, it's kind of unique because the way the provinces work with the insurance companies, it's all different. But they currently have, I think, over 300,000 patient records that they're managing in several clinics all across the country, and they're really kind of expanding outside of that at this point. You know, they've been in operation for a while. They're picking up that speed. Queen's University actually teaches their software in the physiotherapy courses at Queen's.
Oh, really? Wow.
So, you know, physiotherapists are actually getting trained on that software, so they're going to want that. So you think about those antiquated filing systems you see in all these medical offices are little, you know, initials, mm-hmm. alphabetized. This is basically taking that and just throwing it out the window because everything is now digital and everything is remote, and you can access these patient files remotely and it's from a secure server.
What is the measure for success in a business like this?
I guess the measure for success would be subscriptions. You know, it's kind of a model where you pay a monthly fee to use the service, and you basically buy, you'd be able to buy modules, right? So maybe you don't need an interaction. They're currently working on an authorization model. So like your general practitioner, say you needed to be referred to a physiotherapist. Well, at this point, you're given a little referral sheet and you have to go see your physiotherapist or call that physiotherapist and try and get an appointment. They're putting an authorization model where if the doctor's office and the physiotherapist are using that software, the receptionist at their GP can actually just go, I see their availability is on this date, I'll give you this appointment. You walk out of the GP's door already with your appointment in hand.
Right.
So there's all these really cool things that are coming in to be with this kind of a software. But it is subscription-based, but it's a much lower cost alternative for these clinics in a general sense. I mean, the cost of having to buy software and maintain that software is tremendous, and you need techies on board. Where mm-hmm. in this case, everything's taken care of for you. Mm-hmm. Updates are done regularly. You don't even realize it's happening. And you pay whatever it is, $30, $40 to $100, and it's a per user. So if you have 20 person, two location clinics, then you're paying for whatever users.
Now, in the software world, are they branching out, or will they end up being swallowed up by somebody?
No, I think what's happened is this market hasn't even been opened yet. It's one of those, the health market is one of those ones that is still sitting in the, you know, the old days with paper. And there's they're being regulated now to actually try to get this stuff into digital format so that, you know, the patient record is going to end up being a nice, smooth transition, you know, place to place. And they have, you know, they've partnered with a company in the UK who manages an online community of over 40,000 physiotherapists. And that market, the potential value of that market is $2.9 billion. Just for this type of service, the billing, the authorizations, the, you know, the patient tracking, that kind of software that Clinic Server produces. So they've partnered with this gentleman in the UK, and they, I mean, just to get a part of that is huge. So right now they're on this, they're very small, and they only have room to grow.
Right. Well, thanks so much for telling us about them.
Oh, you're welcome.
Janice McPherson is a New Brunswick entrepreneur and Shift's guide to what's made in New Brunswick. Today we're talking about Clinic Server. She'll be back next Monday at this time with another Made in New Brunswick story.